Julie Baer, Newcastle Museum Manager, a fabulous new Japanese tattoo art exhibition called Perseverance. Julie, good morning. Do you have a tattoo anywhere, or are you uninked?
Good morning. No, I have 14.
Oh, dear. So needles and pins really does ring home to you. Oh, it stings, doesn't it?
Needles and pins is one of my favourite songs. It's a fantastic choice. I like to follow that. But normally they're covered up. Normally people don't know.
Oh, see, that's half the thing, isn't it? I wonder. A great exhibition at the Newcastle Museum. And why have you focused on Japanese tattoo art?
Well, as far as tattooing goes, there's really a few sort of styles of tattooing that are considered the most sort of supreme forms of the art. And Japanese work is one of the supreme forms. And it's this very international kind of flavour. So there's artists in the show that are considered world experts from around the world, not just Japan, but it's the Japanese style that has a long tradition and sort of has grown up over time with masters and apprentices following down the tradition through the years.
There's no denying the fact that in recent years, 10, 15, 20 years, the tattooing has become very, very popular. Once upon a time, it was only Popeye that, had a tattoo.
It was pretty much considered a bit underground back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, it certainly was. But the interesting thing about tattooing, you hit the nail right on the head, it's regional. You think about the Asian style. You also think about the Polynesian style. And, different countries have their different take on it. Why do you think Japanese tattoo art stands out as the pinnacle?
Well, I think it's a kind of a combination. It's a style that, like we were talking about before, is normally hidden. So, you know, in Japanese culture, criminals were tattooed back in the early days, and then it became sign of sort of criminal associations. So it was always hidden. So it's this, I guess for me, it's kind of a combination of tradition, and it's also different symbols in Japanese tattooing signify different things. So there's a section of the exhibition that you can go and you can go, oh, okay, so that's a plum blossom, and that's what that symbolises. There's always deeper meaning to it. And the combination of colours and shading, like, I must admit, I've been really enjoying walking around looking at the photography in this show because it's beautiful photography, even without the subject matter, and just getting lost in this glorious colours and maze of all this different meaning.
I would imagine there would be a large amount of people who come along to see this exhibition who are fans of tattooing. Have you seen some amazing live examples of tattoo art that have just been walking through the museum?
Yes, and look, we're really happy. Sun's out, guns out, as far as I'm concerned. We want to see people come in. And we've got some other stuff that's going on. So we've got a special nighttime opening because we understand that, you know, people have jobs and lives and sometimes they find it hard to get to the museum in the day. So we're opening up late on the 10th of March and having a day where we're doing live tattooing demos in the museum. We've got local artists coming and showing their stuff, but we've also got Japanese cars and bikes. We've also got Japanese food and drink as well. So we're trying to have a nighttime where people can come out and flash their tattoos and talk to different local artists and see tattooing being done if they've never seen it before.
Julie, my dolphin needs some re-inking. He's starting to fade a little bit. Would that be acceptable to come along, or would that be just probably not in keeping with the exhibition?
Look, all tattoos are spectacular.
Yeah, she says...
If you've got your fading dolphin, sure. We've got a couple of live tattooing demos. They'll be bringing their own models and working on it, but it's an awesome place if you're thinking about getting your dolphin touched up to come around and see different styles of work and who's doing work in the region that you might want to pick up and get a little bit of extra turquoise on the tat.
Well, just tell them Sarge is happy to be a model if they're really scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I've got so many people lining up for a free tattoo. They're like, do you need a model? I was like, no, everything's sorted.
The thing with tattoos, Julie, is it polarises some people. Some people, I just cannot understand why you would do that to your body. And my theory is it's your body, do what you want to it. But one of the things that I really love is the creativity. And whether it is Japanese traditional, whether it's Polynesian, wherever it comes from, it is truly a work of art. And you've just got to take your hat off to the men and women who do it, because it is, and especially when you've got someone sitting there going, ouch, ouch, while they're trying to do their masterpiece.
and working with different bodies. So really good tattoos, and that's one of the things that you see in this show. There's a lot of bodies. There's nothing that you wouldn't want your mum to see, but certainly there's a lot of different bodies, and how that working with that shape. Tattoo artists aren't just working on a blank, flat canvas. They are working on a human being that's going to grow and change over time.
Well, it's
really fascinating.
I've got a funny story. My mum got a tattoo at the age of 65, and I just couldn't get my head around it. And someone said to me, they said, "Do you want to know where your mum's got a tattoo?" I'm like, "No, la la la." I just too much information for a son. And they said, "But you've got one." I said, "Yes, but that's my mum, and she's 65, and I still don't want to know."
Oh, look, and that's the thing. So for a lot of people, tattooing is marking passage, marking time, telling a story about their life and what's happened to them. A lot of the stuff in this Japanese show, there's full body work. So people, rather than lots of little tattoos, are telling one giant story on a canvas. And I think that kind of level of commitment, that you're going to work on this single tattoo for years and years and years, is what makes that Japanese style so dramatic and such a commitment.
It is amazing. Julie, thanks for your time this morning.
No problem. Thanks for talking to me.
It is my pleasure. So if that interests you or you'd like to go along and have a look, head to 2NURFM.com, the morning show page, and just get on down and have a look, because it is absolutely amazing.